Hi, it's Marley,
Mariana,
and Ava.
We just want to have a quick shout out to our sponsor, Geico.
Don't thank me. Thank the savings.
You can't skip this Geico ad because it's already over. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 50% or more on car insurance.
Our podcast is about the life of C.S. Lewis, why he wrote the book, and what the characters represent.
C.S. Lewis was born November 29, 1898, in Ireland, and died November 22, 1963.
He was an atheist for a very long time. He was actually an atheist through all of his teenage years. He turned to theism at the age of 20, and he wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe to teach parents and children about Christianity and about God's resurrection in a kid-friendly way.
C.S. Lewis began writing The Chronicles of Narnia in the 1940s, and started writing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in 1949. It was published on October 16, 1950.
When C.S. Lewis began writing the book, it changed his whole mind of Christianity in a good way.
If you have read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you might notice that some of the things in it somewhat relate to Christianity. Think about it. Aslan, Jesus, the White Witch, Satan.
When Jesus died, he went to hell to save every innocent soul and brought them to heaven. When Aslan died, he came back to life to save his people from the White Witch and bring them victory.
In the book, Lucy and Susan represent Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James. The wardrobe is the entering of the Bible. Lucy and Susan watched as Aslan was mocked and abused by the White Witch when he was killed, but only so he could rise to life again to fight against the White Witch and bring peace to Narnia once more.
In the Bible, Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of Jesus, watched as Jesus was mocked, abused, and killed, but he rose to life again to save his children from sin and bring them to heaven. This is just like when Susan and Lucy watched as Aslan was saved of his glorious mane and killed by choice by the White Witch.
In the book, Edmund turned away from Aslan when he went to see the White Witch, and he went to the place to get more Turkish delight. But Peter stayed, and he was excited to meet Aslan, like in the Bible. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe teaches us a lot about Jesus' faith, and it's good example of good and bad.
As you can see, this book is very inspirational, and it is very similar to the Bible. I 100% recommend this book to people that want to start learning a little bit about God in a fictional way.
Bye, and thanks for watching.